they've been without water for the last number of months. The council have been working hard and trying to sort out the issue and identify exactly where the burst is. And I suppose people will understand that, unlike the mainland, the pipe, the 65mm pipe, runs across the sea to the island. So now that the divers have been down last week and that the council has identified where the problem is, they'll be moving out in the next week or two to resolve the issue. Now, unfortunately, this has been an issue for the people of Gold Island that have been travelling in and out, even though it's over the winter period. But I think people will understand it's just not a quick fix solution to this situation at the moment. And I suppose with the weather and currents and tidals, it does take a bit of time. But I'd be confident now that that'll be resolved very shortly.
Are you concerned that it won't be resolved before the summer season, in which more visitors will go to the island?
Yeah, well, there was a wee concern there for a wee while there, just that how long it would take. But I do know that the staff is working extremely hard, and this is a high priority for them now. And I'm confident that within the coming weeks, this issue will be resolved. I've been working alongside with people from the island and the council on this, and I'm sure as others have been as well, but I'm confident now that we'll see this issue resolved in the coming weeks.